we're coming back into the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. I've just been trawling through a very large but very good article from Mike Adams of National News on the appalling chemtrail spraying of what's going on all over the United States, well, Texas, where he lives. And he has a high-tech laboratory and for all substances and air samples and all the rest. He does know what he's talking about. But it's one of the best articles ever written on this, and it's on National News site to give full credit to people who produced the article. But the next article regarding FEMA is laughable altogether. But FEMA expected to run out of money by Friday, as this is written on the 24th, on the 6th of September. FEMA expected to run out of money by Friday as Superstorm Irma approaches Florida. Well, I can't believe any of the government agencies and the security agencies and all the rest or the military-industrial complex would ever run out of money. They print their own money virtually in terms of how their access to money they have. And considering $3 trillion was stolen out of the Pentagon budget, went to Israel, actually, I think. But the guy in charge, was an Israeli. And no inquiry took place. $3 trillion, the time of 9/11. Whoa, and the FEMA running out of money, and Kerry Wedler is writing this article. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's their full title, FEMA, has suffered from a shoddy reputation for quite some time, well, that's putting it mildly, particularly after it failed its response to Hurricane Katrina in 2005. That's when George Bush told the head that they were doing a heck of a job. As the Gulf Coast recovers from Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma approaches Florida, FEMA faces further failures as its funds near depletion. Bloomberg reported Tuesday that the agency is nearly broke and is expected to run out of money on Friday, according to Senate aid. joke. But I'll read on this article anyway. As of 10 a.m. Tuesday morning, FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund, which is very precise here, 10 a.m., I wonder what 10 a.m. is. That must be tea break time, is it? Which pays for the agency's disaster response and recovery activity, had just $1.1 billion on hand. Well, that's a peanuts amount of money for them, isn't it? $1.01 billion on hand. And of that, just $540 million was immediately available for response and recovery efforts related to Hurricane Harvey, according to a spokeswoman for FEMA who asked not to be identified by name. Doesn't care about her. We don't need her name. The $1.01 billion of the fund Tuesday morning is less than half of the $2.4 billion that was there at 9 a.m. last Thursday morning, a spend rate of $9.3 million per hour, or about $155 a minute. Excuse me. The Trump administration has already asked Congress for nearly $8 billion in additional funds. But Reuters noted that that request may be delayed until Congress raises the debt ceiling limit. Spend. The country is broke, but it's just borrowing money out of a fist. As Secretary of the Treasury, Stephen Mnuchin, has asked it to do. That's Congress to raise the debt ceiling, that is. The crisis at the federal level should be unsurprising, but can nevertheless serve as the motivation for communities to come together, absent government action. I don't know how the sentence, again, it's just misprints in this activist post all the time. As the Red Cross also draws prison for their handling of funds, those seeking to help might want to consider contributing to smaller local organizations, directly volunteering for a little, certainly not the Red Cross. And the I mistapled a page here. I'll go back in this article now. This is about raising the debt ceiling and getting them more money for FEMA without raising the debt limit. They're raising the ceiling without raising the debt limit. Probably contradictory. I'm not comfortable that we will get money to Texas this month to rebuild, Mnuchin told Fox News. Even the $8 billion sum is only a drop in the bucket compared to the estimated damage Harvey incurred. Texas Governor Greg Abbott expects recovery and rebuilding costs for between $150 to $180 billion. Unsurprisingly, Brock Long, head of the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, told CBS that the state and local governments need to step up their efforts. Well, one thing about the recovery, it will create work and jobs for a lot of people. Although the people, businesses have gone smashed, Well, but a big bit of work. But people tend not to pencil me on quoting again, I think, regular. People cannot depend solely on the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, responsible for a majority, he said. CBS reported Sunday. He said Texas is already serving as a good model for non-federal preparedness. Regardless, as Hurricane Irma, deemed one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes ever to hit the Atlantic, strikes Puerto Rico and other islands as it approaches Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina, FEMA's prospects are not looking good. According to Elizabeth Zimmerman, who served as FEMA's Associate Administrator for the Office of Response and Recovery, well, such titles, until January, if it is down to $1 billion or less, then I would say there's a great concern. But let's look at the next article, folks. This is absolutely disturbed and insane. And it says, to help residents repair their homes, residents have been hit with a code violation for having damaged homes. Can you believe this? That's it. Again, I'm one page astray here on this article. My printer overprinted. Here it is. So I'm going to make a noise here. Pulling out a page, folks. Sorry about the noise. It is. The article reads again, to help residents repair their homes, after my government gave out code violations for damaged property. This is in Florida. Matagoras is writing this article for Activist Post. It says, when all logic and reason is devoid of a decision, as in many decisions made by the state, authorities often turn to their only option, threats of extortion backed with force. The bureaucratic iron fist of Miami-Dade County is under fire this week, after providing an example of these threats, for their decision to issue notices of violation of residents for damage to their hurricane-wrecked properties. This is hard to believe. One resident, Elso Perez, decided to speak up about a warning he received for his downed fence and other hours after the storm. The Monday after the storm, Perez was outside with his neighbor cleaning up the damage when the Miami-Dade County vehicles pulled up. And we thought he was here to help us or offer some type of assistance with the trees. Maybe he was going to bring us ice or something, said Perez, but there was no help to be given, only threats. Instead of help, Perez said, he said he would have to cite me for having my fence down. The code enforcer then brazenly walked over to the only part of the fence left standing and slapped a warning on it. Perez explained to WSV that he thought this had to be a joke, but it was not. I laughed. I thought he was kidding. You were kidding, right? We just had a hurricane 6 hours ago. No, I'm not kidding. I have to cite you for this. I just laughed. Okay, whatever, knocks yourself out. For those who are thinking that this has to be an isolated incident, think again. According to WSVN, that's a radio station, after Irma, the county handed out 680 pool barrier safety notices and 177 electrical hazard safety notices to homeowners who suffered damage from Irma, Hurricane Irma. Naturally, after this story began taking off in local and alternative media, the Miami-Dade County attempted to clarify their ridiculous tactics by saying it was done for everyone's safety and not a fine. However, residents, especially those who were issued warnings, aren't buying it, a building official wrote. The safety notice is neither a notice violation warning nor a citation. It's important that we reach residents in the immediate aftermath of the storm, because this is when conditions are most dangerous and taking steps to protect life is a critical part of the recovery process. In response to their reasoning, Perez had to say, give us a minute to breathe, said Perez. Let us get our power back on. And I wouldn't mind if they told me that a few days down the line, our due time, but it bothers me that they came out there just a few hours after the storm had passed. However, Finkelstein, the SVN legal expert, also weighed in on the matter, saying, this is outrageous. After Irma, people were stressed. They were worried for a government official to slap a warning notice on them to add to their misery is insulting. Incredibly, it is legal, but should Miami-Dade County be doing it? No, not at this awful time. Also, while there is no immediate fine imposed with these notices, make no mistake that officials will most assuredly escalate this point of non-compliance. And it goes on and on to describe this, carry on. But It's beyond all reasoning and sanity what's going on at every level. But I give out the phone number again. Anybody who can add to this, 800-313-9443 is the phone in number here in Republic Broadcasting. The Barden Report, reading out this insanity about cloud seeding and government attacking its own citizens. 800-313-9443. And I'll just continue on. As alternative social network, this is a slightly complicated story. Gab, I don't know what that is, actually. Gab faces the main seizure for violating anti-discrimination laws. This racist thing and anti-discrimination, I mean, just another form of attack, attack, attack. Just read a bit of this. Alan Kessel's writing this right in his post. And what he's saying here is that this Gab alternative media being hit with anti-discrimination law and legislation. Alternative media network Gab AI, whose logo is a frog, often used by the alternative right, faces domain seizure for failing to remove content that vilifies race, religion, or ethnic origin. Their register further implies that the state promotes hate and discrimination. Sorry, that the site promotes. Gab's domain register, Asia Registry, has given the network 5 days to transfer its domain or it will be seized, according to a note sent to the company. Anyway, but I guess it's a bit too involved here. I don't think anybody knows who that position is. But the other one that adjacent to broadcasting and transmission, this 5G, I have to do a special program on 5G with some people. Which would be Alana Freeland, Jim Lee, and maybe one of others, and Virginia Farber. This 5G is just another, again, folks, another obscenity. Scientists and physicians send appeal about 5G rollout and health dangers to the European Union. And Captain Fromovich is attacking the story. Bear with it. On September 13, 2017, more than 180 scientists and doctors sent an 11-page appeal for a moratorium on the role of a 5G in the European Union. The reason for the appeal is, its reference REAMF, has been proven to be harmful for humans and environment. But 5G has not been investigated fully for the potential health hazards and environmental impact by independent scientists. Where are you going to get independent scientists, tell me? Rather than industry scientists who apparently would rubber stamp 5G, similarly as other generations of telecommunications updates have been. I just had a point here, I've always been adding to these pieces, I happen to know. I know some brokers and partners in Lloyds and that, and they say that the telecom industry about 5, 10, 12 years ago was borrowed from, would not get insurance, certainly not from Lloyds and London, the biggest underwriters in the world. Or their liability for 1G, 2, 3, 4, 5G for cell phone damage to human brains. They have to pay it out of their own, carry their own risk. The telecom companies that pay their own compensation because the reports they had, the underwriters are very good at getting pure science data, not in commercial pockets. And that's a fact. So if the insurance industry across the world won't insure the telecoms industry for cell phone damage to humans, why is it going on? According to the appeal, this report that scientists lodging an appeal about the non-checking and certifying of 5G, is according to the appeal, the 5G is effective only over short distances and is transmitted poorly through solid materials. They're putting multiple 5G transmitters every 400 yards. This is the way they're going to do it. Because of that inefficiency in transmission, a tremendous number of antennas or cell towers will be needed to implement 5G. One key paragraph jumped out of the page to me, according to Fromovich here. With even more extensive use of wireless technologies, nobody can avoid being exposed, because on top of the increased number of 5G transmitters, even within housing, shops and hospitals, according to estimates, 10 to 20 billion connections, 10 to 20 billion connections to refrigerators, washing machines, surveillance cameras, and self-driving cars and buses will be parts of the Internet of Things. All these together can cause a substantial increase in the total long-term EMF damage to people. I mean, this isn't genocide. This is a planned plan for genocide. No other word for it. And just reading a little bit of this long article, unfortunately as it is, there are no studies for long-term EMF exposure to humans that I neither know about nor have found in my research. The deliberate emissions seem to be the most incriminating aspect of probable conclusion on the part of consensus science, whatever that is, which apparently motivates and propels microwave technology of the industry, and in particular its professional associations that impact microwave policy at the, where else? The United Nations. World Health Organization, what a despicable organization they are, and the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, who Trump has put a highly suspect industry shill in there. I'm done on that, and that's another highly black mark against Trump. And said numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines, including increased cancer risk, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, genetic damages, structural and functional changes of the reproductive system, learning and memory defects, neurological disorders, and negative impacts on general well-being of humans. Damage goes well beyond the human race, and there is growing evidence of harmful effects in both animal, humans and animals. Yeah, she turns right along with this stuff. Anyway, but just for you to know through this, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, the Cancer Agency of the World Health Organization, in 2011 concluded that EMF frequencies, 30 kilohertz to 300 gigahertz, are possibly carcinogenic. We know how well they are. That 300 gigahertz is a shocking amount to be putting out in any civilian situation. It's just absolutely suicidal. There's no other word for it. Anyway, we'll conclude the article there. But it's 5G, another attack on you folks at every level. And I try and have good news stories, very few, one or two each week. Proof flu shots are the greatest medical fraud in the history of the world. And again, Mike Adams is attacking this himself. And I'm sure he's backing up Baxt, which is Dr. Andrew Wakefield's exposure on the evidence against vaccinations. And he's saying here, Mike Adams, as one of the very few independent voices willing to stand up against the scientific dogma of a modern medical regime, I've long felt a need to communicate the dangers of flu shots to the public so that people can have better information to prevent vaccine injury and save lives. This doesn't mean I'm opposed to the theory of vaccinations, by the way. In fact, I'm the author of A Blueprint for Safe Vaccine, an audio guide for saving lives, vaccine injury. Okay, we're coming up to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ackerbilk, better part of the program, only you. But anyway, it's reading this article, the pretty long articles today, about very serious stuff, and probably frightening to be you-know-what out of people. Well, they're not phoning in, but I give the number one more time or a few times. If you've any, if you experience any of this kind of stuff we're reading out here, do phone in to 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And it says, Mike Adams continued his article about exposing, the name of the article is Proof Flu Shots Are the Greatest Medical Fraud in the History of the World, without an SSRI, so I would say. And he's saying, to my knowledge, Mike Adams, is the only independent journalist in the world who is scientifically trained to run an atomic mass spectrometry laboratory, which he is, which I've been running over 3 years. Now I'm testing the heavy metals content of organic superfoods like KCO common vaccines, as well as the ability of water filters to remove toxic heavy metals. I'm the creator of the low heavy metals verified standard, and he's the creator of the low heavy metals verified standard, and I'm the inventor of patented nutritional formulas for capturing heavy metals during digestion and binding with reactive isotopes. Ooh, I should talk to Mike about that. I have suffered gastrointestinal problems over the years, and binding radioactive isotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137, to eliminate them from the digestive tract. Well, that is some achievement to get rid of toxins at that level. Click here to see my cesium eliminator patent. Very good. And he gives the reference on it. Approved by the U.S. government. My independent atomic elemental analysis of flu vaccines published in the summer of 2014 proved that flu vaccines contain over 50 parts per million of mercury, an extremely toxic heavy metal linked to kidney failure, birth defects, spontaneous abortions, and neurological damage. This finding has never been refuted by anyone. In fact, it was affirmed by vaccine proponents who insisted that they are perfectly safe to inject pregnant women, young children, and senior citizens with mercury, even though the flu vaccine insert itself readily admits that there is no specific evidence whatsoever to support safety and efficacy of vaccines in such groups. Believe it or not, there are still millions of people, doctors, pharmacists, and even journalists, who do not yet realize there is a very high concentration of mercury in influenza vaccines given to pregnant women, children, and senior citizens. Most people you see have been lied to by the media and by the farm industry, who kind of own each other, which has stated over and over again that mercury was removed from all vaccines. It's a barefaced lie. Yeah, he's correct to state that. That's simply not true. It is still there, and toxic mercury is present in influenza vaccines at a level that's literally 25,000 times higher than the EPA limit of mercury. Just writing a note here myself on that, sent to somebody. But, and it's I'll just read that piece again. Simply not true. It is still there, and toxic mercury is present in influenza vaccines at a level that's literally 25,000 times higher than the EPA limit of mercury in drinking water, and 100 times higher than the highest level of mercury contamination I've ever tested in ocean fish. Wow. So he says, you see the evidence for yourself. To prove the presence of mercury in influenza vaccine, I'm going to show you four irrefutable pieces of evidence. Photographs on 2013-14 influenza vaccine box admitting in very small print to the addition of mercury to the vaccine as a preservative. What a lie. They're doing it just to destroy people. Photographs of influenza vaccine insert, once again, repeating the admission that vaccine contains mercury. A screenshot, he's showing you, he has all the evidence about the packaging. But if people read the content, even of these things, because by law they have to print this on the insert or on the packet itself, and he's showing you a photograph here of the influenza virus vaccine, Flulabel, F-L-U-L-A-E-A-L, that's the name, and who's the maker of that? The people who pay the biggest fines ever in pharmaceutical history for appalling criminality in medicine, GlaxoSmithKline, are the makers of that. But unethical medicine administered without informed consent, that's another article he writes here, and Flulabel gives the entire information on that. And he said, vaccine inserts admit safety and effectiveness have been established, have never been established. CDC, another header, he goes through another paragraph, it's too long to read out. The CDC admits use of mercury, MSG, formaldehyde. And the CDC owns several patents in medicine, basically a pharmaceutical company incorporated. Why won't vaccine makers remove the mercury? Good question. Everybody knows mercury is toxic to inject into the human body. That's not debated, except by irrational deniers who refuse to acknowledge the table of elements. You have to wonder why choose mercury as preservative. Why do both these and the FDA continue to look the other way? Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, here's the music fitting with there. We're coming back in for the bottom of the hour break on the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. P.J. Barden is my name, and I'm just working through some very serious articles today written by very enlightened people, and this one by Mike Adams again, Proof that Flu Shots Are the Greatest Medical Fraud in History of the World. And he'll be saying what the content of them are. And, and he has a full-spectrum top-class high-tech laboratory to test the things, and he's qualified to do it. And he's put out some of the best information backing up Andrew Wakefield's video on batched VAXCD, which is available for people on, not that easy to find fully on YouTube, by the way. YouTube are now a censor of all this kind of information. But they can go onto his site, vaxed, VAXCD, I think it's vaxed.org.com, and get it sent to them for less than $20, and it's a revelation and a half, it sure is. But it says, why don't vaccine makers remove the mercury? Good question, he says here. Everybody knows mercury is toxic to inject into the human body. Why not? That's not the basis except by irrational anti-science deniers who refuse to acknowledge the table of elements, meaning that the established elements of what chemicals are. We all learned the table of elements at school. You have to wonder why choose mercury as a preservative, and why do both the CDC and the FDA continue to look the other way as an entire branch of modern medicine poisons our women and children with neurotoxic heavy metals. And the vaccine promoters, propagandists, and patent holders want the world to accept all their vaccines. Why don't they just remove the mercury and be done with it? If they take out the toxic elements, resistance to vaccines would evaporate. Well, a lot of stuff needs to be taken out. Why vaccines are the anti-science medical voodoo of the modern world. Next piece in this article. Ever wonder why we don't conduct legitimate clinical trials of flu vaccine efficacy? Probably because they know the results will have to be faked to show any efficacy at all. That's what Merck did with its mumps vaccine, according to two former virologists who worked there. They spiked human blood samples with animal antibodies to fabricate positive results. Yet, vaccines work so poorly that even the manufacturers have to fake their own results to show the efficacy. And as I said, these scum, these hot criminal, total criminal, like the mafia are a criminal enterprise. They know they are, they admit it, and they operate under the surface of everything in business crime in America. But these are legitimized mafia operations, the pharmaceutical industry, call them nothing else. Vaccines are the one medicines where no scientific evidence of safety or efficacy is required by anyone, not the FDA, not the CDC, and not the media. Congress even passed a law protecting the vaccine industry with absolute legal immunity, even when they manufacture self-destructive products that injure and kill people. And so how's that for medicine we can all trust? Think about it. This is the product that contains multiple neurotoxins with vaccines in very high concentrations, a product backed by no safety trials or efficacy data, a product linked to numerous serious adverse reactions, and yet a product that enjoys absolute legal immunity thanks to the U.S. government. If that's not enough medical quackery, I don't know what is. For the record, I am not an opponent of all vaccines, but I do believe, as Adam is talking, it's his entire article, as do a rapidly increasing number of other people, clear-thinking people, that medicine should not poison our women and children. It's time for mercury to be removed from all vaccines once and for all. Anything less is negligence. Absolutely. And he has numerous other things here. Stating how much mercury is in a flu shot, etc. But this is one of the best all-round articles I've read on vaccines. That's why I'm including it today. And I'll give the title of the article now. And he has a video reference here, etc., etc. But the title of this article, to go and get, folks, is Proof from naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. Proof flu shots are the greatest medical fraud in the history of the world. And it is absolutely first-rate article. It's easy to read, and it's very well calibrated. And everybody should read and have it as a copy. I'll finish on vaccines now, this next story. Vaccine cultists try to explain away a newly discovered link between flu shots and spontaneous abortions. And Vicky Batts is writing this article for Natural News. A recent study published in the journal Vaccine, showed that there was a strong association between repeated seasonal flu shots and miscarriages. For anyone skeptical of vaccine, this finding, while saddened, is not only surprising. Why wouldn't injecting a pregnant woman with a toxic cocktail of viruses, adjuvants, and mercury cause a miscarriage? Another thing that's been seen for causing women miscarriages is induction ovens. And that's probably the most covered up threat to people in houses. Women who are pregnant working around induction electric ovens have a severe chance of miscarriage, as well as having, as I said before so many times, Wi-Fi, roaming phones, and microwaves in the house. Then when the child is born, it's getting bombarded with these elements. The flu shot is one of the only vaccines that still contains thermosil, a compound that has faced and deserved a tremendous amount of scrutiny for the fact that it is approximately 50% mercury by weight. On average, a flu shot can contain up to 25 milligrams of mercury, an amount that could be harmful to a child, never mind a still-developing fetus. As trace amounts of explain, a child would need would need to weigh about 550 pounds for the amount of mercury in the flu shot. Overall, it really should come as no surprise that pregnant women who get the flu shot, especially those who seemingly get it every season, could be increased risk of having a miscarriage. And even though a recent study found that this correlation seems to exist, the scientists behind the study had no shortage of excuses to prop up the current recommendation that pregnant women should be inoculated always. Unsurprisingly, the damning research was funded by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, that has disgraced an organization as the WHO. They operate hand in glove, joined at the hip, and now they are trying to walk back the findings. The study was a case-controlled study that took place over two flu seasons. As sources explained, 485 women who experienced spontaneous abortions and miscarriages were matched with those who delivered full-term live still births. Lead author James Donahue, EVM, such as PhD, as a senior epidemiologist at the Mansfield Clinic in Wisconsin, and his team wanted to determine if women were likely to experience miscarriages within the first 20 days of being vaccinated. They reported that while there was no significant association seen if a woman didn't get a vaccine the previous year, what they found in women who repeatedly got vaccinations this season was shocking, especially to the researchers. Women who consecutively got flu shots each year were twice as likely to have miscarriages, an undoubtedly troubling association. Speaking about the findings, Donahue claims that there is no biological basis for the shocking discovery that women who get flu vaccinations twice as likely to miscarriage. While you think a man with Donahue's numerous titles would at least have a passing awareness of how hazardous mercury and thermosal can be to the human body, let alone a developed fetus, apparently you'd be wrong. It seems the pharmaceutical industry's dogmatic approach to thermosol runs so strong in the mainstream scientific community, even common sense about known toxic compounds escapes them. Well, they're bought and paid for pimps of most GPs. Other vaccine-pushing scientists have pointed to other details, like the fact that many miscarriages go unnoticed and therefore unreported. And he finishes off this article as potential issues. Findings. However, this argument does not address the fact that there are two groups in the study, and only those who got the flu shot repeatedly showed an increase in the risk of losing the pregnancy. The scientists also suggested that it was possible that women who sought care for miscarriages were just more likely to also be vaccinated, and claimed that this could have produced a bias. And the final paragraph of this thing on vaccinations, ultimately, even in the light of this frightening research, no changes to current policies regarding vaccinating pregnant women will be made or even considered. What kind of sham is that? While it's obvious that science is often contradictory, pregnant women seem to be instructed to exercise caution in virtually every other aspect of their lives except vaccines. What kind of hypocrisy is that either? And it's a very good article. I don't want to follow with that tonnage of paper I have here to write a note to somebody who needs that article. But to go back to drop vaccinations now, but the British NHS, the National Health Service, should be called the British International Health Service, because it's through 1 million illegal immigrants here, as well as 3 million legally here from the EU. Overloading it to the gunnels, and they have to find another £5 or £10 billion this year for the NHS alone, running out of money and personnel and skill. One story during the week was a hospital in Portsmouth. There was 446 patients there the weekend, and there was only two junior doctors on duty for 446 patients, and the vacancy rate for recruit doctors there is 102 doctors if they can't recruit. And the other problem against many is a lot of the doctors from Eastern European don't have very poor English. And dealing with prescriptions and medicine and measurements. And this is going on every day of the week. But I got a blip there, Sam, but Oh, yeah, I have the message here. We have a caller, Tommy in Tennessee. Okay. Hello? Do we see a caller? Or?
Hey, hello? Yeah, good evening, guys. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, how you doing this evening there?
Very good. Well, it is evening here. What's it like with you? Well, it is evening there as well. It's early morning here. It's maybe quarter to...
Quarter to what?
Go ahead. Well, I'm in the UK.
Okay. I detected a slight accent. wasn't sure the geographical location, but that's all right. It's pleasant here. Pleasant. No hurricanes over my head right now. Just listening there to you. Reading that long deal there, it's a little long, but informative. And but what came to my mind was that, you know, if most people probably listening to these networks on these kind of topics, it's no question that they. Let's say they, and you know, quotes, who are they? They ones running the world. This negative reptilian agenda, draconian civil law. You know, there's no question of the fact that they're doing all these things to the people. It's more like, why are they doing it? I don't hear people answering this question. It's rhetorical because I know. I don't know everything, and I never will. I don't need to know everything, but you could pretty quickly, after investigating a lot of these topics, hopefully connect some dots as to why.
Well, it's part of I'll get your opinion, but it's part of population reduction campaign, blatant and vicious.
Sure. Yeah. Do you know why that is? Why do they want to reduce the population? They.
Well, it's an elitist arrogance. They want this, it's called the red, green, and blue thing. I won't go into that. They want this world for the elite. They regard themselves as part of the Illuminati elite. And we've got to get to use their phrase, Duke of Edinburgh used, they got to get rid of these useless eaters by all means possible. And you say that to your average person and say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, folks, this is going on. You know this is going on. But that's the reason.
Yeah.
That is the reason. But it begs the question, why are people asleep and not rising up about it? That's the key question.
Yeah. I knew the answer before I asked it in my own view, but you're right. It's a depopulation agenda, but why? Well, you know, I've asked that question myself over time, and what I quite simply come to the conclusion of, or from what I've learned anyway, to answer the question for myself, I don't need to tell anybody else or explain it to anybody else. The main thing was, could I explain it to myself? I'm not, you know, trying to sell anything or convince anybody of anything, but why, you know? So the long and the short of it simply is that, you know, we are immortal beings. And you cannot kill one of God's souls, okay? And so... they, this negative reptilian agenda, had to let us live for a while, along with all the genetic manipulation and so on. So you cannot kill one of God's souls, so they shortened our lives, cut it in half or more, and they're poisoning us from all directions, bombarding us with, you know, electromagnetics, poisons in the food, in the air, in the water, every move you make and every breath you take. They're watching you, you know, the song. So they knew, because they're way ahead in time, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, in their psychology of the population, and they knew this time was coming where the internet would come around and people start reading and the word would get around and people would, get wise about all the different mechanisms and apparatus. So as that came along, they had...
Okay, we're taking a short break. I'll finish up with you after this break. We're back in three, 2 minutes, and we'll
okay.
Help.
Okay.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, and we're coming back into the short section. We're talking to Tommy in Tennessee. You and I, you're agreeing with this horrendous thing. We'll ask you to finish off on a point or two now for 3 minutes. We're living under multi-layered criminal syndicates. That's one way to...
Saying you cannot kill one of God's souls because you just reincarnate again anyway. So it's sort of between and betwixt that it's a game, an experiment that is in duality, that we agreed and that we grow and learn because our consciousness fell millennia ago, and we're climbing our way back up the ladder to wake the hell up. And, we're trying to help other people wake up and expand their minds to these various things that they just really can't handle because they've been too distracted, desensitized, and don't have the correct kind of proper self-introspective to solve their own problems, so they're codependent upon a fiction entity called their government, who's being run by these other freak show guys. And it's a negative alien agenda, and there's positive, but it's duality. And so they need real people. They're a fiction entity. It's not real to our true inherent nature, and they need our attention to make their whole dog and pony show carnival act look real. And
yeah, I'll just add one thing to that, in case we're running out of time. The biggest betrayal is scientists and the mainstream media, and scientists not speaking up. I took out articles say where scientists are speaking up as a contribution to this. The biggest betrayal, and not only the rotten politicians, they're rotten anyway, is the mainstream media are backing all this by censorship. That's a shocking betrayal of the public.
Well, they're owned anyway, and got gag orders and got a gun pointed to their head should they dare tell to speak above their breath about some things they may know. And the truth of that we want to speak and speak out has been criminalized, so that the say-so of the people's will, you're under your Miranda warning here, is used against you because a fiction entity government doesn't have a will to speak for itself. So it takes what you say and turns it around on you and starts questioning us in the art of controversy to get you talking and squawking when they're not even talking to the real people. They can only deal with fiction things and have intercourse with fiction things, and that's the name on your birth certificate, who cannot talk.
Sure.
So when they order you to court, for example, the word order means contract. Anywhere you see that word, it means contract, and the fiction government has to contract with the real people to do the commerce, because a fiction entity cannot come to your door and say, hey, to the creditor of the nation, we the people, cannot say, hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today? I'd like to know if we could borrow, a couple of $100 million.
I know. Okay, we're going after that, but thanks for that. We'll talk to you sometime soon, but thank you for that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.